Yo, 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 welcome to the trap,
aka
marriage. Yes, sir.
We back.
We back. We back. Back in full effect.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I know they missed us.
They had to. We missed them.
I ain't really miss them, but I feel you.
You didn't miss them?
Nah. I don't even know half of them.
I think I said this before. Do not blame me for our,
If they don't blame you, who they gonna blame?
You.
Nah, ain't no way.
It gotta be you.
It can't be me.
It was not me. Blame it on him.
Don't blame it on me. Blame it on life.
COVID. Blame it on COVID.
Blame it on, no, babe, it's the trap. Blame it on the trap. Blame it on marriage. Blame it on marriage.
Marriage?
Yeah.
The marriage kept us away from the people?
Yeah, life. We got life, like, you know what I'm saying? We got kids, we got jobs, we got church, we got a lot of stuff going on around here.
That's life.
Businesses popping off, books being written. It's a lot going on.
That ain't marriage.
I mean, I'm saying that's life.
That's life, yes.
That's the trap.
The trap. Niggas
writing books and stuff now. You know what I'm saying? What do you mean? Like, niggas been on the news.
I hear you.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, you gonna blame me? Like, you've been more busy than I have.
I got you. But we back and we in full effect. We definitely. I'm sorry. Let me.
Oh, go ahead, babe.
I have fully missed you guys.
I'm excited,
and that is why we are back.
I'm excited.
Yes. So we've been gone for a minute. So if you have not listened to our past episodes, please go back and listen to those. But
go get them.
Please know that this is a revamp.
New. What's new?
Welcome to the trap.
What's new about the trap, though?
Same
old trap over here, baby. I'm still trapping like I've been trapping.
Yeah, but we coming more real.
Okay.
More relevant.
Okay.
More us.
I thought that's what I was doing the first time. What
we
you saying?
Were.
I'm fake?
No, we was
call
not.
Call me fake?
We were not fake.
Okay.
But okay. I think that life has gone on, so we have dealt with new things.
Respect it.
Right? So we want to talk about those things that we've dealt with, experienced, felt, maybe not have expressed to one another.
Shaboing boing.
What?
That's that Martin Long. Did you miss me?
I got you.
I'm off. Okay, I'm still
stay
off.
Stay with me.
I'm staying with you. Let's go. Roll it.
But we back. So here we are. And
a year later.
A year later.
It ain't been a whole year, has it?
Yes. It's been a year, and it does not feel like a year.
I mean, but it's been a lot accomplished in that year, though.
Yes.
Let's not sugarcoat.
Yes. And we think back over the past year, we should see growth in our marriage, individually.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on. But while we're at it, can I big up you on Lost in Dreams, though? On your book? Can we big up the book? Can we big up the book? You know, if y'all haven't copped the book yet, make sure y'all go grab a copy of the book. It's on Amazon, Lost in Dreams, written by yours truly, Miss Ashley Thompson. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to clap that up for her. I wish I had sooner or later, we're going to get some sound effects, babe. We'll get the round of applause.
We're
going to work on that. But, you know, congratulations, babe. You did a wonderful job. You know, it's been a big year for you.
Thank you.
Big year. Embroidery business popping off.
Thank you.
Doing big things right there.
Thank you. Got aprons for
Mother's Day. Let's talk about that. You know, baby. Hey, got to promote your business.
Okay. We got you.
Big ups to Southeast? No. Man, we struggling right now. No, I don't want to talk about that shit.
Okay, we'll come back. We'll applaud them later. We got a full season ahead.
Yeah, we're struggling right now.
But while we're here on Welcome to the Trap, you know, disclaimer.
Do we got to give a disclaimer? I'll give a disclaimer, yeah, because for you. Hey, please, disclaimer. Don't hold my lovely wife accountable for anything you might hear me say. Like I always say, she's further along in her walk than I am. Hmm. So please, you know, you might hear a couple beeps and beep, but it ain't going to be no beep because we ain't got that far with our technology yet. So you're going to get the whole full effect there. You know what I'm saying? So please, feel free to judge me, but don't hold my wife accountable for any of my actions.
No, this is a no judgment zone.
Let them judge. Them niggas can judge, babe. Care about them niggas think.
This is a no judgment zone.
Right.
Come in here and be free.
Be free, because I'm free.
You know, this is just me and Keith's perspectives on how we view things. There's no right or wrong answer to this. It's just how we view it.
Just how we view it.
So while we got that out of the way.
What about the counselor thing? You going to
We are not.
You're not. Say you are.
I am not.
Because you could call me our counselor.
I am not a counselor. Please take my advice as a grain of salt. Take it as what it is. You can use it. You can dismiss it. You can do whatever you want with it. I'm just...
Take mine to the bank. Take my advice to the bank. You better cash it in.
I would advise you not to do that.
Cash it in.
I would advise you not to do that. Do not cash his advice in.
I would.
You'll get pennies back.
Fellas. If my fellas out, you better cash it in.
No.
I'm going to take you to the promised land.
So while we're talking about promised land, let's talk about this next topic.
What's the topic? What's the topic? I've been seeing you going hard on the IG lately. Go ahead.
I'm excited about this topic because I feel like this topic is something that is overlooked.
Is it?
I feel like it's like taboo. Like you don't talk about it. You don't talk about this. You know, forbidden subject.
We might not talk about it together, but you best believe we out there with the homeboys talking about this bull.
Maybe. Yeah. But, you know, today we're talking about sex, baby.
Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about, girl, you better have me go there.
We're talking about sex. And what does...
I'm sorry.
Does sex change after the I do's?
Does sex change after marriage?
And that goes both. No, I want to say this.
What are you gonna say? Say
this
it.
Goes
say
both it. Both ways.
What
as
do you mean
in,
both ways?
If you had sex prior to marriage with the partner, or if you hold on, it is some people out here.
No,
out
it's
here.
Not.
It is. It is people. It is people out here who
they're lying. Go ahead. Okay. Get it out.
There's people out here who did it the correct way.
Bullshit.
And waited until the I do.
Who? Name them. Don't name them. I'm just talking. Don't name them.
And if they decided to wait till the I do, did it change maybe after the first 2 years?
Babe, they having sex.
What?
It's.
What are you saying? What am I saying? Yeah, they are having
let's
sex.
Stop.
They said I do.
Damn that, babe. Let's start there. I feel where you're going, but let's start there.
What?
Do you think?
Yes, I do. Okay, finish.
You cut me off.
I know, for the people who may not
read his mind. they know where I'm going with this shit. I mean, this stuff. Ooh, see, there goes the beep. Should have been a beep. Do you think in 2022... that there are still people waiting to marriage.
Yes.
Babe, I have to strongly disagree.
No.
To where if I had to put a percentage on it, babe.
Yes, I do.
I'm saying even in the church, babe, I don't think nobody's waiting no more.
Babe, now we can't do that.
Why? They're not waiting anymore, babe. Sex is sex. We can't play with it. If we're going to talk about it, let's be real about it.
I mean, but it is some people out here who have waited. And that doesn't let me say this. That does not mean it is some. It's a small percentage. I agree with that, but that does not mean maybe who they're married to now they waited for. But maybe when they started dating that person and they, you know, came to Christ and they said, "Okay, now I decided to wait."
I shouldn't have said church because you took it to church.
Yeah.
Nah. Like, all right. Well, let me say this. As a man, and this is, I don't know any men, and this is. I'm 35. I have a lot of male friends. I've been around a lot of male. I'm 35, babe. Oh, catching up to your mom and them. I'm getting old. I'm sorry. Sorry. But listen. I have a lot of male counterparts, colleagues, and like people I know. Like, is that the word?
I don't.
Don't correct me. Don't do this. Don't do that while I'm getting deep. Right. Don't do that while I'm getting deep in my topic.
Go ahead.
I do not know, and you know, men, we do have a pride issue, so I don't know if a man will actually admit it, but I don't think nobody's buying anything they can't test drive, and I don't recommend you do it. I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, God, okay. Time out, pause. No. I mean, what do you say in football?
Time out.
That is not...
Flag on the play?
Flag on the play.
All right.
That is not our conversation piece.
But that's part of what that's it leading into it. So it we can't talk. So how can you ask the question?
Because it doesn't take away from it.
No, no, it does. Like,
no, no, no. How do you ask? Regardless, I'm asking, does it change while in marriage?
That's not what you asked. That wasn't the question.
Okay, well, rewind.
No, you can't. Don't do that. Because you feel like I feel, but you don't want to be honest. Say it, babe. You feel 80 to 90% of the population, and I'm going to say 95% of our listeners. I'm going to say 95% of our listeners have sex before marriage.
Okay.
So you can't ask the question, does sex change after marriage if you never had sex until marriage?
Does sex change in marriage? That's a good question.
I can't answer that.
Why?
Because I can tell you before, we wasn't one of those people. We're not going to sit here and act like we were.
I was a virgin.
Yeah, you're right.
I was a virgin until the I do's.
You're right.
I mean, regardless, does sex change in marriage? That goes for any...
I can't answer that.
Okay.
Go ahead, explain, though.
Okay.
Explain it, sweetie. Sweetie pie.
Does sex change in marriage? Point blank. There's no other way to...
Does it?
Yes.
In marriage, like...
Sex changes.
You have really took this topic and watered it down so bad.
Okay.
You just took the topic down because I can't... All right, but go ahead. I want to hear your opinion, though, why you think it changes in marriage. I'm going to let you voice
it. I mean, on both point of views, it changes. It changes. Sex changes after the I do's and sex changes.
No, nigga. You're not talking about after the I do's because nobody has sex before the I do's. So you're talking about during the marriage.
No. I'm going to cover all bases.
How are you going to cover all bases?
By saying that sex changes after the I do's and sex changes all right, so in
which,
the I do's.
Which part do you want to attack first? Because those are two parts. Do you want to attack? Because I think those are two different entities.
Sex changes after the I do's. Because that's how I originally put it out there on IG,
that's how
on
you
Facebook.
Did. That's how,
that's
you
how
did.
I presented it.
So let's stick there.
Okay, so let's focus there.
Does
sex change after the I do's? Yes, sex dramatically changes after the I do's.
Ooh, dramatically. I totally agree. I totally agree.
And what ways do you think
you want to go ways? Well, you don't do that little... Nah. You don't do that trick you used to do with your foot.
I mean, what reasons do you think that sex changes? Is it... Oh. And I presented this to Instagram as well. Is it comfortability? Is it children? Is it life? Is it just, you know, the above?
You want the man's? The man's opinion?
Yeah.
All right. First, I will state... this is gonna be real deep, and I might put my foot in my own mouth here regret saying what I'm gonna say. Half the stuff I say don't got nothing to do with us. It's just me talking to my fellows and and our listeners. You know what I'm saying? So
you said you like feet.
Don't think now. Nah, that was just
you like the trick I do with my feet. So go ahead, put that foot in your mouth.
What's that little foot? I done did that before. All right, but listen. I would say. Without saying it, I think women are very complacent in things they want to be complacent in. And what I mean by that is women have drive to do amazing things. They're, you know, especially our black women, they're very, very, very powerful and driven to certain things. But I think once a woman gets that husband, it's like that's the thing. Huh?
Go ahead.
I can't finish. I feel like that's the thing that women will be content with. Like, y'all not content with a lot of things in the world or a lot of things in your life. You're never content with your career. A woman's never content with her looks. A woman's never content with a lot of things. But I feel once a man solidifies that role as husband and provider, women tend to take a step back And then the drive of sex becomes more of a chore, should I say. And it's like, that's a chore that you guys are cool with putting on the back burner. That's a obligation that you feel like you're not obligated to do no more. And I'm almost convinced to tell these young brothers, hey, man, you might not want to, if you want to stay, state of shame, you know, make it work for that ring.
You know, when you think about, does, when I said, does sex change after I do's, the perspective of how you view whatever that is, it could be the amount of sex you get. It could be the passion behind it.
We're going into that.
It's so many different avenues that you can look into on the perspective of what they view sex should be after the I do's, or does it change after the I do's?
It
definitely does. But I think for women, I would have to speak and say that life plays a big part on that. And I think when it's time to lay down, if the man has not taken care of, or if everything has not been calm for you to be able to go to another place mentally, sexually, with your spouse at that time, it becomes difficult.
Okay, and I agree with that, but what was that same energy before marriage?
Because that same energy wasn't there. We were young. We were vibrant.
See, now that's a whole nother ball game there. Now you're throwing age and stuff into it. We're talking about before and after marriage. Don't know the time frame. Some people get married in their 40s, and I guarantee you the sex before they got married was still different than after they got married.
The passion.
Exactly, but where does that passion change at? Why does that passion change?
I mean, it works.
It can't change because I said, hey, you're my wife now.
No, it works on both. It works on both sides. As far as passion for the man, are you still pursuing that woman? Are you still making it fun? Is it still exciting? Is it, oh, we about to go lay in bed and have sex? Or is it, oh, he about to come over? Like, it's a different type of passion that is then felt when I do and when I say I'm married.
Okay, so if that's the case, what is causing that, though? I just don't understand, because as a male, as me and my point of view, and my experience, like, before and after is, like, totally two different things. And what you get now after the marriage is, now it becomes a bunch of emotional, it's based off of communication, how the day went, and all this other stuff. But before, hell, you could have the worst day, and that's what made the day better, was just getting some. So I want to know, when did that become the main stipulation to women wanting to be sexually involved with their husband because when he was just your boyfriend, you have a bad day, that's all you want to do, and that makes your day.
I think,
but when you're married, that's the last thing you want to do. He makes the day worse. I just don't get it.
The maturity of a marriage or a relationship then isn't predicated on it's not predicated on the emotional realm of, oh, he makes me feel good today, so I'm there, I'm stimulated there. Once you maturely evolve into another realm of relationship, then sex, unfortunately, I feel, and...
Go ahead, get it out.
This is, you know, I'm playing the fence here.
Play the fence. Jump over the fence.
I think that,
nigga, jump over the fence.
It's not really predicated on sex anymore. Like,
that's bullshit.
I mean, I feel like
that's
I am sexually attracted to you. Yes, I want to have sex with you. Yes, I want to.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, that's why we're recording the podcast.
Yes, like, I feel like I'm there, but that stimulation of the excitement of, or the unknown, is not there anymore. So, no, what you did back then doesn't, no. Like, that ain't cutting it no more.
See, that was BS.
Like, yes, I need you to talk to me. Yes, I need you to take me on a date. Yes, I need to do this. Yes, I need to do that.
Now, let me tell you what the problem come in at, because as men, we are still driven by the same thing we were driven by from day one. The same thing you did from day one to get us turned on is the same thing to get us turned on now. So I feel like women, like I said, it's never, it's a place of complacency and never being satisfied to want more. Not when I say satisfied, I know we're talking about sexual, but I wasn't talking about a sexual satisfaction. I was talking about in just a life point in general, where you guys are always going to figure out ways to want more, need more, and get more. And like I said, you want more, need more, and get more, but at the end of the day, you're not going to give more, do more, or show more. It's going to be the same.
You're acting up today.
What do you mean? I'm talking to my brother. No. This is real life. Like this is what I think is the problem with before and after.
No.
I think because before, you will do things even when you get what you need. Before, you would do stuff, right?
Okay.
And I ain't gonna call you, you know, but you used to do some things. You know what I'm saying? And I can say now that we're married, even when you get that whatever it is that you need to get to that point to be in that mind frame or that mode, I should say, it's still, you don't do the same things that you did before then.
What you got confused about females is that females keep y'all tricks in your bag all the time. No.
So who get the tricks now?
Nobody.
Because I'm not getting, who getting the tricks? who the hell getting the tricks?
When I feel the need, and when any female feels the need to go in her bag, she will pull out a new trick to keep you going.
What's the trick?
You better show me.
What's the tricks? I want to know.
There's new tricks.
Ladies,
always.
Don't y'all be holding tricks.
Look,
don't.
I held these tricks and we together for 10 years. You hold them damn tricks.
Why? Nigga don't even know they exist. What tricks? Don't hide them. Show me, babe. Give me the trick. I want them now.
I mean, I think too, you know, depending on how long people have been together, that plays a part.
But why?
What you mean?
Why does that have to play a part in our bedroom? Like,
we've been together for 20 years. Like, what else you want me to
now,
do?
Listen, but this is what women gotta understand though. Like, as a man, shoot. My stuff ain't gonna be. I'm not gonna be able to go as long as you are, years wise. Eventually, this thing start working before
they got
yours.
They got aggressive.
That stuff start working. I hear these old men at work all the time talking about how they taking all type of stuff and they can't get right. So I don't want to be in that boat.
Baby,
you know,
pray for you.
Don't pray for me. I'm good right now, but I'm just saying. Don't pray for me. But I'm saying, so I feel like as a male, this time is very valuable to us. You know, like.
Kind of dog, you act like this in your last life. It is your last life, but like on your last leg.
What
like,
they call it? What's the professional term for it? ED. Erectile dysfunction. That could be around the corner. You never know when they hit a man.
Oh, no.
When that thing start working, and then what? I'm out of commission. I ain't even get all the tricks. You see what I mean? So who gets the tricks? Like, come on now.
I will show you at that point.
Oh, it's too late. It's too late. But I also think from where it changes at, and this is going to sound crazy, I think people are more freer sexually when they're dating than when they become married. I think a lot of people run into... It's like when people get married, they become more conservative than they were dating. I think that's a major role of it. Like, I think people try to be like, oh, I need to treat her like my wife, or oh, I need to treat him like my husband. Oh, let's just make love. Like, oh, let's just, you know. And when y'all were dating, they were like, oh, I'm a go in there and do her like she ain't never been done. Oh, I'm a get this nigga the best. Like, that was the mindset you approached it with. And then when you get married, it's not that same with mine. It's not the same mindset. Like, every time should be fireworks. It's like, this a duty. Let me roll over and give it to him. Oh, yeah, let me go ahead and give her a couple minutes, go on about my business. It's not about the passion of fireworks no more. Like, when you were dating, that's why I said before marriage and after marriage, you got to state that, because after, I don't really know what it's like after marriage, because, like, we, unfortunately, we're not those people. So I know it was more of a passion and a point to prove, like, I'm about to go in here. I got to show out. You know, like, and I don't know if, and that's me being from my, I don't know if I approach our intimacy like that now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if every time it's like, now it's those moments, but it's not like as consistent as it was then. Like, I could say that for me back then, it was like, shoot, every time I gotta put on a show. That's how I felt. Like, I gotta make sure I satisfy her to the utmost.
How important is sex in a marriage?
Oh, it's very important. I think it's the most important thing next to finances. Finances and sex go hand in hand in my eyes.
So you think it's valuable? So you think a marriage can be destroyed, yes, based on lack of sex?
Yes.
Or lack of passion? Or both?
Both. Both. They go hand in hand. I think passion is what makes it great. It makes it last. It makes it memorable. It makes it, you know, it has something about the passion. But just sex in general, I think, is what... Like, I don't know about females, because y'all are not very, but as men, we need that. And I think the longer anyone, I think humans in general, and this is going to be off topic a little bit, but I think the longer any individual goes without sex in the world that we live in today, temptation is bound to take over when everybody's selling sex. You see what I'm saying? Everybody's selling sex. You know what I'm saying? Like, sex sells right now. So you turn on the TV, somebody's selling, it's sexual. You turn on, you get on your phone, something sexual. Somebody's promiscuous, trying to get, you know, like, temptation. So as men, I know, and I ain't going to tell you what the old head told us back in the day, but I know men, if you have intercourse with a man, after that man achieves his goal, you know what that goal is, like, he's good, his mind is free, his mind is clear. It's like, it frees a man's mind. But I know, as a man, the longer you go, if you're going months and months and months, it's easier for, and this is even for women, like, and y'all said, if you're not taking care of a woman emotionally, the stuff that y'all need, it's easy for somebody to swoop in and make it seem like, hey, I can get what I need over here, or I can go get this over there. So I feel like it's very important, because I feel like we were created to be sexually active.
Yeah, but I wonder, when in a marriage, when life is going on,
you gotta
put how do you find the,
you have to,
the passion or the time or the energy, you know, everybody has,
think nasty thoughts.
What?
Oh. My fault.
Seriously,
my fault.
As a woman, like, you talking about kids, you talking about work, you talking about your own stuff that you got going on. It's so many.
We got the same thing.
Yeah, but y'all are already
what?
Y'all think with that head opposed to your brain.
Well, you need to think with that head instead of your brain sometimes.
Follow along.
Oh, I'm following along. Go ahead, keep going. Keep going.
I'm serious. Like, how do you find the energy, or maybe the spark? Like, you can have sex, and I feel like, I don't know, for women or me in general, like, you can have sex, but you want to feel that spark. Like, I don't want to feel like I'm just a dog laying here to give you what you need.
And we don't want you to be that dog just laying there giving us what we need. That's what we're saying.
I want to feel like, when I, you know, like, there was a spark. Oh, you know, something was ignited at that moment. And when you have a lot going on, it's hard to find.
It's hard to find
a way to ignite that flame.
So do you think that women, I know, do you think women, how can I say this, try to spark that flame? Is it like?
I mean, I think,
or they, or do they sit back and wait for somebody
on a woman
to strike their
flame? I can't really speak on all women. I have friends who are.
Don't talk about your friends now.
Or I know people.
Okay.
That on both sides, they're very, very sexually. You know, they need or they like sex, and then I know people who, you know, like, it's cool. Like when we get there, we get there.
And I know they miserable. Get there, we get there. See, that's the mindset. I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry. We get there. We get there.
I mean, that's reality.
We get to the courthouse and get divorced first. That's then what?
That's a lie.
That ain't a lie. I'm telling you, man. Like this is deep. But I
can't see. I know. As a woman, I can't see. I mean, I haven't been deprived, so I.
You haven't.
I have not been deprived, so I can't see myself divorcing or leaving due to lack of sex.
But you,
I don't know what that feels like, or what that looks like.
But as a woman, you can leave for a lack of what?
Yeah.
Communicate, like. So is it wrong for someone to say, "Hey, man, you know this ain't this is real good.
I feel like
this is good." So if somebody felt like, "Hey, I'm not getting, we're not having sex is not the same as it was once we got married." Because I think that sex plays a big part in people getting married. So if it's not the same,
so you think
should
somebody
you have
got
to stay?
So you think somebody got married because, oh, the coochie was good?
Yes, everybody.
What?
Yes.
No.
Man, ain't nobody marrying nobody with bad sex. I don't want to hear it. You're not going to see any, a lot of these people like that now.
Bae,
as a man, I'm going to tell you, as men, we're not marrying nothing that's bad. No. That's just not what happened. And I got another logic about that, but we're not going to talk about that on this podcast.
What?
You don't say what, because then I'm going to have to explain, then you might lose some listeners.
Okay. We'll leave it like that.
Yeah, we might got some single listeners out here. So I don't want to do that to them. But hey, it's somebody out there for everybody. Remember that, guys. God created somebody for everyone. All right? Gosh.
Okay.
But if you still out here talking about you going to wait till you marry, you ain't going to never get none. Okay, but go ahead, man.
No, that is a lie. That is
a lie. Hey, I put my disclaimer out already.
Guys, that is a lie.
I put
Do
my
not
disclaimer
listen to him.
Why not?
Hold yourself to marriage if that's what you're doing. I'm with you, sis.
I tell my kids that, too.
What?
I tell my kid, hold yourself to marriage. But I know in reality, that's probably.
No, they holding themselves.
BS.
They holding themselves. Anyways, one. Back to the topic at hand.
I was on topic, but go ahead. Cut me off. Go ahead.
I mean, to wrap it up, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I left more confused.
You left more confused.
I left more confused.
No, don't leave confused.
I'm confused.
Let's get you back.
Okay.
And check. So, like, what I take is that.
Okay.
We both agree that it changes.
It does. Okay. I agree.
I think it's some BS, and I feel like.
What's the BS?
That it changes because I'm going to guarantee you 90% of. I'm going to stop saying 90. I'm going to say 70% of the time it's on the woman who changes.
Woman?
I'm pretty sure it's women.
Woman?
And that's just going
y'all
back.
Y'all acting like y'all young bucks right here just pounding for days.
Nah,
now, wait a minute.
Nah, hold on. Now, listen.
Wait a minute.
Hey, listen, hold on.
I mean, not to throw shots.
It almost sounds like you're trying to throw a shot. We can hang this podcast up right now. I don't got to tell these people. Let me go ahead. Prove me wrong. But why I say that is, and this is like you said, you got friends, you know your friends. Like, I got married friends, and we all, like, we sit down and we talk, and as men, like, I can honestly say, like, it's almost unanimous that we all complain about the same thing at home.
You know what, though? Pause.
And it's
flag on the play. Let me say this.
Don't stop on
men. Plays. What happens with men is because they're visual people.
You damn right.
Hold on. They get stuck on what they visually saw back in the day. We're not those same people. I'm not and I think
stuck
and
on what I
think,
saw. I'm hold stuck on what you did.
Hold on. Okay.
Not so what you I saw, think, what you did.
So what I think the issue is that you still want this young, vibrant, you know, girl
nasty
to come in.
Oh.
Young, vibrant girl to come in, and we not that no more. The same way you over there huffing and puffing, the same way we tired too. Like,
nah,
you can't be dripping.
No.
You can't be dripping sweat. Huffing
sweat
and puffing.
I don't drip sweat all the time.
With a beer belly, and we supposed
whoa,
to still
whoa,
be.
Whoa, I'm in the
and,
white room.
And we,
don't do that.
And we still supposed to be like this young 21-year-old vibrant chicken. No, we tired too. We've grown too.
So
we've aged as well.
So if you nobody,
and that's why you get older men who go after these young girls because
you
still
cause
you stuck
said,
on that. Cause, no, because you still stuck on what you had.
Flip, you don't flip the damn switch.
You
don't flip the switch. That's some
y'all,
BS.
Y'all
that
lying.
Nigga just tried to cop out. Lied about what?
Y'all
nobody
lying.
Lied. We said it.
Y'all
changed.
Saying this girl is the females and it's not
can
the
we,
females.
Can do you want to go there? Do you want to go there? Because
we
can call out the actions that have changed for no reason.
You ain't going to call out nothing.
Okay, then. So I advise you to stop. Because
and whatever I've changed, I bet you 95% of the females on this call
agree
has
with
changed
you.
Too.
My point, that's what I was saying about men. The men I've talked to in the conversations we've had. And that's what it boils down to. So it's almost like, so what I'm going to say a change is, now I'm pointing the finger, and I'm going to say women get comfortable. Women feel like they don't have to do. And women will make excuses to say, hey, well, you're not doing this and this and that for being the reason that they don't do the stuff they used to do.
I don't know if I agree. I mean, I feel like I really don't believe that it's a way to be. I mean, we know that sex changes in marriage. We know that. I just don't know if men and women will come to an agreement to the reason or the perspective of how we view it.
See, but that's what I'm saying. Y'all can sit there and y'all can have all these excuses on why, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
The issue is y'all changed.
The women changed.
Yeah.
The men don't change.
No. We stay.
No, that's a lie.
Okay, I might be stretching it.
You are stretching it. Men gets factuated on what they had.
But you just try to sit there and say that men go chase little like
yeah,
younger girls.
Yeah, because they're trying to keep up with what they had.
You
yeah.
think so?
Yeah.
I disagree.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. If you ever
it's not what they. Why don't they have it anymore?
If you ever leave me,
why don't they have it
if
anymore?
If you ever leave me, it'll be a replica of who I am.
Younger you?
Yes.
Nah, it'll probably be the person that's giving me what you didn't give me.
Whoa.
That's what they do. That's what I
no,
think it is.
No.
I think if we took care of each other at home, I don't think there's no reason for that. But that's off subject, man. Just want to let you know you went left field with that one.
That was left?
Yeah. Men don't do that. Don't put that on our name.
They do.
No, don't put that on our rap sheet.
So you saying men don't go out there and get young girls?
Women go out there and get young men.
I ain't seen them.
Oh, that's a lie. Stella got her groove back somewhere.
In Jamaica.
Yeah, with a young one. But I mean, honestly, though, like, all jokes aside, coming back to the topic and wrapping it up, I think that sex does change after marriage. I think that there's a lot of stuff that plays into it. But I will say, man, like I said, y'all need to take my advice to the bank because I will say that.
Don't take it nowhere but
man,
to
listen,
the trash.
What I'm going to say is, man, y'all, you got to keep the sex life fun, exciting,
yeah,
and don't change up because.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I agree.
I know you agree because I'm taking you take my shit to the bank.
Go ahead.
Because I feel like outside of finances, sex would be the number one thing to destroy a relationship. And I think it works both ways. I'm still going to stand on my guns where I feel like women are complacent and don't do the nasty stuff. I mean, the things they used to do. Excuse me, man. They don't do the things they did before marriage. I know we play our part. We're probably not in tune like we used to be, but sexually, we're always ready to go sexually. So I don't, you know, when we're talking sex in general, we're ready to go. But I think when you get married, women require more to get to that point, which is baffling to me, because I feel like once you marry me, you should require less. But, you know, for some reason they marry and want more. But, you know, that's just my take on the bae, and that's my rap, and that's my piece.
I'm with you. I agree. Not all of it, but I do
agree with all of it.
I don't, but I do agree that keep sex fun, light as in we can conversate about it and nobody's feelings are is hurt about it.
What you saying now? You can hurt my feelings now.
I mean, no, we should want to please each other. Ooh. So conversation is needed in pleasing one another. So have fun with it, you know. Role play, do what y'all do. Keep it fun.
Role play?
Oh, I mean, it's the people out here now. I don't know what they're into.
Hot wax?
Whatever y'all into, y'all do you. We applaud y'all. You know, we root y'all on for whatever y'all do in y'all's bedroom is what y'all in y'all's bedroom. We decided to talk about ours. Not really.
Did we?
I mean,
I ain't bringing them in there now.
No, not in my bedroom. But it's a conversation that
there's a meeting
in my bedroom. Okay, yeah. So I think that it is a conversation that is needed in all marriages.
Please don't be late.
I'm late, so I gotta go, you guys. Peace.
Yeah, she late. There's a meeting. All right, man. Peace out.
Bye.